getting acquainted at the same time. However, we did run across each other off and on going to fiddlers conventions back in the 60s when I was in North Carolina. And so we're going to renew our acquaintance and maybe make it a little deeper this time. Albert is from, well, maybe I'll let you hear it from him.
It's mouth of Wilson, Virginia. It's kind of in between the White Top Mountain and Mount Roger, kind of foothills of each mountain.
A few of you out in the audience, if you hear the word White Top, it might suggest something to you, and others it might not. But the White Top Festival, which was begun back in that area at around, I'd say, 1931 or two. Is that about right?
Yes, it was. It was around that time. I don't remember the exact year.
I believe it's one of the earliest of what you might call modern folk festivals that tried to bring together different kinds of folk music for a wider public to hear and appreciate. Did you or your family ever have anything to do with that festival, Albert?
I sure did. I played my first homemade fiddle there. I was about 16 years old, I believe.
You can just bring it on up for you.
Right. I was around 16 years old, and I had a little homemade fiddle that I'd made, and I took it up on that mountain and played along with, oh, there was 100 or so other fiddlers there. And there was about 5,000 people up. That was the biggest crowd I had ever seen together at that time. We had a great time. It's supposed to last 3 days, and it come near lasting 3 weeks.
How old? You were 16?
About 16 years old.
Would you mind if I asked what year that was?
Oh, let me see. We'll have to do some arithmetic here, and I'm not too good at that, but I'm 60 now. About 60 years and 1 month old.
Well, that's too much for me. I pass.
We'll leave the figuring to Einstein.
Maybe if you hold up your fiddle, you'll show the fiddle you made that you're playing now. Albert is a fiddle maker as well as a fiddle player.
Thank you.
I think if you all don't mind, I think it's worth sort of noticing out loud some of the interesting things about this fiddle. And maybe as I notice them, you could talk about them a little bit. First of all, it's got this special sort of inlay in the back. Can you all see that back up the hill? Now, I've seen fiddles with inlay, but not just of that style. Could you tell me a little about what gave you the idea of doing it that way?
Well, it's from looking at a leather belt one time, I decided, well, that wouldn't be too hard to work in wood. So I got me a nail and sharpened it up a little, and a little tiny hammer, and I'd just hold a nail between my fingers and peck it with the hammer, and it would peck a nice imprint into the wood. So I decided if I black the wood with a pencil, then I can tattoo this black right into the wood, and so that's what I come up with that.
And how about the scroll? Can folks see that? The scroll is this part up here at the top of the fiddle.
That is a parrot head, and I got the idea for that from one of my little friends at school. She had a pen that was a parrot head, and I told her I wanted to borrow it to make me a pattern of it. But I lost the pattern, and I had to carve this one by memory.
Now, I'll ask you about one more thing. Most of the time on a fiddle, the fingerboard is just straight, and it comes right out to here, and it's cut off straight across. But Albert's got his all fancied up here. What gave you the idea to do that?
Well, after I had put this other decorations on it, I thought the top looks plain. I should do something to it, so I decided to carve the end of the fingerboard to help out with it.
When did you make that fiddle?
It was in 1953.
Well, maybe we could hear you play it.
All right. Be glad to.
Why don't you play a tune? They'll adjust the mic to make it sound right, so just sit in whatever place is comfortable for you, or stand if you'd rather.